And Brett Cornwall is here with us. How are you this morning?
Very good. Very excited about today.
This is really cool. It's called Texas Aggies Go to War, and it's part of a presentation that was basically built for a museum in Baston surrounding the Battle of the Bulge with five Aggies that survived going through with General Earl Rudder and through the rest of the war.
Close. It was done in Belgium, and what we've got is an entire project that basically has a museum aspect in Bastogne, Belgium, that will be in Belgium for
right.
2 years and returning to College Station after that. And then as part of that museum, there was a celebration for Memorial Day in Bastogne. Every year, the Belgians in Bastogne celebrate American Memorial Day to recognize and commemorate the sacrifices that were made by American soldiers to save them in World War II. And this year, that commemoration was done to tell the story of Texas Aggies fighting in the Battle of the Bulge and fighting in World War II. And we took a video of that celebration, and that video is going to be shown tonight at Rudder Theater at 8 p.m., and it's truly an amazing spectacle.
It's somewhere between Cirque du Soleil. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable. We sat in Mr. Down's office for the better part of 30 minutes being just awestruck at this thing.
You mentioned Cirque du Soleil. Keep in mind, this was the Belgians, the French-speaking part, the southern part of Belgium. So the little Cirque du Soleil aspect to it. And the gentleman who put it on actually put on the opening ceremonies of some of the European World Games this year. So it looks exactly like you would expect, like an opening to an Olympic ceremony. It's that kind of quality, that kind of scale. Telling the story of Texas A&M, telling the story of Texas Aggies in a way that we've never seen, and in quite frankly, it's quite humbling to see them telling that story about us.
Without question, it is. How much of this is following, you know, Point de Hoc and Earl Rudder, then, you know, from D-Day coming up through and the rest of the soldiers?
Well, the story of the museum and what the Belgians are trying to do is they're trying to educate their young people, because for them, the war is not that far away. For us, it's black and white pictures, you know, thousands of miles away. For them, it's in their backyard.
They still have bullet-riddled cottages.
Absolutely. They can't dig a garden without calling ordnance disposal. And so for them, it's very current, and they want to make sure that that understanding of the sacrifices that Americans made is staying with the young people. And so they're telling the story of American sacrifices and American GIs through the eyes of five Aggies. And those five Aggies tell different aspects of the story, and those different aspects of the story not only tell different aspects of the story about World War II, but also tell different aspects about the American GI and Texas A&M, and how Texas A&M has changed from Texas AMC to Texas A&M University today.
Specifically, what was your involvement with this? It has turned into a gigantic project.
Exactly. And I guess I got lucky on being on the other end of the phone call. The most amazing thing about this project for me is this is not a Texas A&M system or a Texas A&M University idea. This is a Belgian idea. I do a lot of work in Belgium. I manage commercialization for the Texas A&M system, and I do a lot of business in Belgium. And we've had my Belgian colleague here at Texas A&M 25, 30 times over the course of 10 years, and he has fallen in love with Texas A&M and the spirit of Aggieland. And when he was in Bastogne, Belgium about 18 months ago, he learned that the city of Bastogne was redoing their museums for the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, and he said, why don't you tell the story of Texas Aggies fighting in the Battle of the Bulge? And from that question...
And at that point, you oh, yeah, okay.
I wasn't in the room. All of this is happening in Bastogne.
Okay.
He pitches the idea to the museum people in Bastogne, and they say, well, what's Texas A&M? What's an Aggie? And he tells a story about Texas A&M, gets them excited about the story. And ultimately, it grows into this museum project that turns into about a $1.5 million project. He comes up with half the money on the Belgian side, and then he calls me and says, Brett,
this is already in the works.
Would it be okay if we told this story? And if we could come up with the money on our side, we could make it happen. And so I approached Chancellor Sharp, and Chancellor Sharp immediately stepped forward and brought support from the A&M system. And then the communities, Bryan and College Station, brought support as well to help fund this project, because it's going to be in Bastogne for 2 years and then return to the community. So it's going to tell the story of Texas A&M. It's going to tell the story of the community and tell that story in a way that, quite frankly, we would never tell ourselves. And that's what's so compelling. This is the Belgians telling the story of Texas A&M.
We're visiting with Brett Cornwall with the A&M, are you with the A&M system? Is that correct?
A&M system, correct.
Okay. And Texas Aggies go to war. What in the museum specifically that you know that they're putting in really surprised you or you didn't know?
Almost everything.
Oh, really?
I'm interested in history. I know the story of the Battle of the Bulge. I certainly knew the story of General Rutter at Pointe du Hoc. And when we started pulling together the stories of the individuals that would be highlighted in the museum, there was something that I learned about every one of them. General Rutter. Everybody knows Pointe du Hoc, or should know Pointe du Hoc. But what most people don't realize is the role that he played in the Battle of the Bulge. Commanded, I think, a division on the southern flank of the Battle of the Bulge. Was, in fact, personally decorated by the King of Belgium for his actions in the Battle of the Bulge. If you read the book about Rutter, the author of that book says what he did in the Battle of the Bulge was more important to the war effort than what he did at Pointe du Hoc.
Really?
Really. And so you hear those kinds of stories about somebody that you thought you knew, but you learn a deeper story. Willie Pena is another one of the Aggies that's highlighted. Willie Pena, I didn't know Willie Pena's name before this project. Willie Pena fought through the Battle of the Bulge and lost his leg to a landmine in Schlieden, Germany in March of 1945. And Willie has that unfortunate luck of being the last casualty in his company.
Oh, no kidding.
And so Willie comes back to America and spends 2 years in rehab. And out of that experience, comes back to A&M, completes his architectural degree, joins a small architectural firm, and helps to grow that architectural firm to one of the largest in the world. Is a nationally known, world-known architect. And Willie Pena is still alive. And I've had the great fortune of interviewing and getting to know Mr. Pena.
And he'll be here later on today.
He'll be here tonight for the showing of this video at Rutter Theater at 8 p.m., which is free and open to the public. And so Willie Pena is going to be one of the special guests that's there. Joe Rout. Football stadium's on Joe Rout Boulevard.
That's one of the things, as you look through this list of names, how many of the roads that you drive on every day that you're like, yeah, it's Joe Rout.
Looks
and
familiar.
And then you figure out what these men did.
Exactly. And Joe Rout, we see the football stadium on Joe Rout Boulevard. Joe Rout was an All-American football player here at A&M in the late 30s. Had an opportunity to play in pro football, but decided he didn't want to go north and stayed south, working in Brenham, Texas for a concrete company. Goes to war at the age of 30 in the Battle of the Bulge. Joe Rout, like so many Americans, stayed in Europe because he was killed in the Battle of the Bulge. And so through Joe Rout, we tell the story of all those Americans that made the ultimate sacrifice. And not only tell that story about that particular event, but also tell the story about that impact on his family, the impact on his loved ones at home. I've had the opportunity of meeting and getting to know Joe Rout's widow, who is still alive, Marilyn Rout Thomason, wonderful woman. And she described for me how on VE Day, Victory Europe Day, she's sitting on her front porch. There's fireworks, a parade in the street. Everybody's celebrating in the street. And she considered herself on that day the saddest woman in America because Joe wasn't coming
right
home. And so we tell that story about those kinds of sacrifices that have been made. General Hollingsworth, if you go to the quad, you see James Francis Hollingsworth mm-hmm. statue there. He was a tank commander under George Patton, was part of that group coming up through the southern flank of the Battle of the Bulge.
After they had turned around and come some 300 miles to re-engage the Germans.
Exactly. And so General Lieutenant Hollingsworth at the time, was part of that effort. And General Hollingsworth, what's really interesting about him, telling this different aspect of the story, is he stayed in the military after the war. He didn't come home. He continued to fight for freedom across Korea, in Vietnam. Ultimately became one of the top decorated veterans out of Texas A&M, one of the top 10 decorated military people in U.S. history, and he played that role there in the Battle of the Bulge.
So a lot of the lineage stems from right here in college before it was even College Station.
Absolutely, and that's one of the most amazing things about this this museum and what the people in Belgium are doing. They are telling the story because they came here to Texas A&M and recognized the Aggie spirit, saw what Texas A&M is really about. And we tell that story, I think, most poignantly through Terny Leonard. And I think most pointedly through Terny Leonard. Most people know who Terny Leonard is. If you've been through the MSC, you've seen his Medal of Honor.
Right.
Terny Leonard's one of our Medal of Honor honorees here at the university. He was killed in Kommerscheid, Germany, during the Battle of the Hürtgen Forest, just before the Battle of the Bulge. And if you go to the MSC, you read his his award citation, and it talks about all the wonderful things that he did, the heroic things that he did, leading his men in combat, being grievously wounded in his right arm, being taken to a first aid station at the front lines, ultimately that first aid station being overrun by the Germans, and he's never seen again. Lost to history.
Right.
Awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously. And so in the museum, not only will we tell that story of incredible heroism, but we tell the continuing story of Turney Leonard, because what a lot of people don't know is after the war, about 2 years after the war, there was a young German in Kommerschott, Germany, hired by the American and German military to clean up all the waste of war around the battlefield.
Okay.
So he's cleaning up helmets, belt buckles, bayonets, and stuff like that, and taking them away. And he's keeping what he thinks are interesting things for himself as
like
souvenirs.
You would, sure.
Yeah, souvenirs. Well, this kid puts all these souvenirs in a box, puts the box up in the attic, and promptly forgets about it. 56 years later, his son-in-law, a German military officer, Captain Lossner, is asking his now elderly father-in-law, what did you see in Kommerschott during the war? What did you see during the Battle of the Hürken Forest? And it is as if a light goes on in his head, and he says, hey, I've got a box up in the attic.
Oh, wow.
He pulls down the box.
Holy cow.
And this young German military officer looks in the box, and he sees what he expects, helmets, belt buckles, bayonets, and a golden ring. He pulls out that ring, and it's an Aggie ring.
No kidding.
He looks
from
inside.
The arm that was grievously injured.
Turney Leonard's ring.
No kidding.
And so that was in 2000.
That's so cool.
And Captain Lossner didn't really know what the ring was, took it to a NATO officer, and NATO officer immediately recognized it as a Texas A&M ring. They call Texas A&M, I don't know, 1-800-TEXAS-A&M, call Texas A&M, says, I have this ring and I need to return it. And, you know, that's a common call.
Sure.
And they say, well, okay, well, tell me about the ring. Well, it's class of 42. Class of what? What's the name inside? Leonard Turney Leonard? You have Turney Leonard's ring?
So somebody obviously knew from this. Holy mackerel.
And so, you know, he said, yeah, where should I mail it? He said, sir, you're not going to mail that. You're going to bring that ring to Texas A&M. And he says, I don't think you understand. I'm an active duty military officer. I can't just leave. He says, sir, we'll take care of that. A few hours later, a couple of calls to the Pentagon to NATO, and he gets a call from his commanding officer informing him he now has leave. And he is,
congratulations, you're going to America.
You are coming to Texas A&M. And within 6 days of finding the ring, he returns that ring to Turney Leonard's living brother in College Station at the Corps in a ring return ceremony on Veterans Day of 2000. And so with Turney Leonard, we tell the story of the Aggie ring and what the Aggie ring means to these guys that were fighting in the battle and what the Aggie ring means to people today. And we tell the story of the Aggie spirit and what Texas A&M means to people. Because one of the interesting postscripts to that story is not only did the German officer return the ring, but what he saw at Texas A&M when he was here for that brief period of time in 2000 changed his perceptions about America, changed his perceptions about Texas A&M, because he'd never heard of us. And
well, where's he been?
His son is now at Texas A&M.
No kidding.
And he'll get his ring next year.
Awesome.
And so the whole museum is an amazing project that, without the support of Chancellor Sharp, without the support of the mayors of Bryan and College Station and the community, would not have happened. And what is being shown tonight at Rudder Theater is a video of the celebration that was held in Bastogne, Belgium on Memorial Day of this year, highlighting the museum, Texas Aggies Go to War. It's an absolutely amazing, as you described it, a Cirque du Soleil type event.
In olive drab.
It's amazing. And the most amazing and humbling thing to me about it is the story that the Belgians are telling about Texas A&M.
We're visiting with Brett Cornwell, and from that take from them, what did you see coming from them looking back at us? Because, I mean, you live and walk around it every single day.
I think the thing that struck me the most is anybody that's been in this community for 10 days has heard the saying, from the inside looking out, you can't explain it. From the outside looking in, you can't understand it. What this project has shown me, that is wrong.
People get it.
The Belgians came here, the museum people came here, the business people came here, and they understood that Texas A&M was a special place. Because the origin of this story was not because somebody knew about Earl Rudder or knew about Francis Hollingsworth or knew about Joe Rout. They knew about Texas A&M. They knew about the military history. They knew about the traditions of today. They knew that Texas A&M was a special place, and they wanted to honor that and honor American sacrifices and Aggie sacrifices. And so for me, that's been the most telling thing. We like to think that Texas A&M and College Station is a special place. It is. And that's what this project has shown me.
That's awesome. So when does everything kick off tonight? If somebody wants to come down and watch this presentation.
So this is a free showing tonight at 8 p.m. at Rudder Theater. And we'll have some very special guests there at the showing. Willie Pena, class of 42, Marilyn Rout Thomason, Joe Rout's widow, and five generations of Joe Rout's family will be there. We'll have Sebastian Lossner, the son of the German military officer that returned Tony Leonard's ring.
Who's actually going to school here.
Who is now a student, and he's waiting anxiously for his ring. And then we'll also have, I believe, all of the children of General Rudder will be there as well. So we'll have a number of very special guests. We'll also have the Belgian Trade Commissioner from Houston in town. Billy Hamilton will be representing the Chancellor and the A&M system. And so it's going to be a very special night, and I sure hope that we have a full room to honor these guys. I've seen this video 20, 30 times, and I honestly tear up every time, different parts and for different reasons. And I can promise you, there is nothing like seeing this video in a theater-like environment, surrounded by other people that care. It is powerful. It is.
It's spectacular is what it is.
And in fact, that's what it was called. It was called Spectacle de Maurisson in Belgium when it was done. It is spectacular, and it is humbling. That was the word that so many Aggies say. When they see the video, they are humbled by what the Belgians are doing for us, the story that they are telling for us. It's amazing.
So it all starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Make your way down to the MSC so you can get into Rudder and check things out. Will the MSC be open so people can walk around and look at some of the other stuff maybe before or after?
MSC is open all the time. And so you can go through the MSC. You can actually read for yourself the citation from Tony Leonard. You can walk outside Rudder Theater, see the statue of James Earl Rudder, and see all of his decorations there. You can walk over to the quad and see the statue of General Hollingsworth, and you're going to be on Joe Rout Boulevard. And so you're going to be right in the middle of all of it.
Kind of encompass everything.
Exactly.
Sir, it's been my pleasure. This is really, really neat. Thank you for all that you're doing with it as well.
Thank you.